hot chocolate and Emma.
Oh, the memories come screaming back. Tenerife Entertainment Award nominee interviews continue in the Best DJ category. Obviously a very thin year in 2008. The winner was Joe Ferguson. Let's go and take you live to... I'm sorry, what's your name?
Frank.
Morning, Frank. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Roscoe. Morning, everyone.
How is the fabric of your person today?
Yeah, everything's cool. I'm shocked and stunned that you actually picked up hot chocolate track on a gag that's been running 8 years.
Do you know what? Actually, thinking about it, let's do this correctly, shall we? Okay, hang on.
Oh, bless. Good day.
Well, actually, if you've got a second.
Go on.
Which one do you prefer?
I don't care. Now, as long as I'm on the radio with Roscoe, that's the main thing.
Now, for those that may have forgotten Joe Ferguson on the radio, and let's be perfectly frank, there's every chance you have.
Yes.
Joe Ferguson was very much Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Not just the way to look at him, but also the way he acted. The grumpy old man regime, that was very true, wasn't it?
Well, of course it was. Well, people think it was like some kind of on-air radio persona. No. Completely true. I'm 51 now, I've grown into it.
You're 51 now, you still got all your own teeth, yes?
Just about, yeah.
Okay. Can you believe that even in 2016, from back in the day on Oasis FM, people used to actually think that our handovers were scripted?
Well, when did I last see you? 3 weeks ago?
Was it that long ago? It seemed like a year.
It just seems like yesterday to me. But whenever the day that you picked me up, and by the way, I have to tell that story, so don't take me off air, don't play any commercials, don't play any radio, because I want people to see the other side of Roscoe. I was down in the pub. Hello, everybody, down in the old Barnes Leftfield. And still, people kept on saying, did you and Roscoe really fall away for years? Is that why you left?
Hang on a second. Joe, I've just realised what's missing.
What?
Right, carry on.
Well, that was it. Everybody thinks I left because Roscoe and I had a massive ding-dong. No. I have a massive ding-dong.
Ah, oh, there we go. No.
You see, you were waiting on it, weren't you?
You see, you went there. You went there. Hang on.
I'm loving it.
Right, come on.
Listen, I know you want to interview me.
Just
before this goes any further.
Hang on a second. This is my show, right?
I know.
You're the guest, okay?
Yes.
Right. Go on then, you're Sam.
Well, Roscoe picked Taylor and myself up. And I may as well have not have been there because Uncle Roscoe took over everything. Took him to the sweet shop, paid for his mains. Taylor wanted to go swimming. What did Roscoe do? Took him into the shop to buy him swimming shorts.
That is true.
Got into the pool with him.
That is true.
If people were to see the other side of you, you would win a Nobel Peace Prize. You are a good man, sir. Thank you for that. You and Colette.
Hang on.
What's that?
Right, come on.
Anyway, back to me.
Right, hang on. I'm meant to be doing a serious job here. So, Joe, let's do this seriously. Hang on. Just to page two of the script. Right. How long has it been since you were last on the Tenerife Airwaves?
That would have been February of last year.
It seems like a decade.
I know, it seems. I feel as though I've never been on the radio. It just seems very strange. Even listening to you this morning, mentioned my name, I get like a little giddy kid. It's weird hearing your name on the radio. I've always been like that. But I've been talking to a few people, and who knows, I might be back on the radio. Might not. Don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure we can get the insurance sorted out for that. Bearing in mind what you've won during the course of your professional career, Liz Burns, number one shopping centre DJ, those Ugly Baby Awards from Belfast. Yeah. Where does winning the Tenerife Entertainment Award from 2008 rank? On a serious note, how did it feel to actually win?
On a serious note?
Well, ish.
It's up there with the best. I mean, let's face facts, everybody knows the history of why I went to Tenerife, and it worked out, and bless everybody on the islands, they floated with their money, always because the texts were expensive, but it's one that I will always hold to my heart. Don't forget Roscoe.
Yeah,
I'm probably the only radio DJ who wins awards for not being on the radio. Three awards I got from Belfast, and I wasn't even on the air for 10 years.
Yeah, but that's Belfast. Morning, Stephen. Morning, Sonia. those things can kind of happen. Trying to explain to people from time to time quite what it's like to do radio in Tenerife compared to the handcuffs and the stupidity and those broadcasting blah 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 you have to have in the UK. The freedom we have here is just makes it so much easier, doesn't it?
It's so much easier, but it's in a lot of ways it's so much harder as well, because over here everybody, they're robots. When on the radio, they're stuck to their 30-second links. They're stuck to what the boss tells them to say. And that was the lovely thing about working with Chris Elkington. He gave us carte blanche, just told us, do what you want to do. If he didn't agree with it, he would take you to the bar and talk you about it, which was great. And then you'd get a bit of courage, and then he would fire you, and then he'd get you back the next day. I've always said it, and Chris Elkington, and I'm not just saying this, is like the best radio boss I've ever worked with. And of course, Ross Browning.
That's not going to help you win this thing.
No, look, I'm under no impression that I will get this. If for anything, and I've said this time and time again, vote for Roscoe. Roscoe deserves it.
Hey, look, Joe, if you're going to do it... If you're going to do it properly, right, you've got to do it properly, right? If you need a slogan, something like, let's go, Roscoe, that's what you need.
Let's go, Roscoe, da-da-da-da. But this man deserves everything he gets.
Are we done now?
Me? Nope. Just vote for Roscoe. I'm going to set up the page. I'm going to set up a Twitter account. Vote for Roscoe. And that's not reverse psychology.
I can't believe I'm actually going to say this right now. Now back to you.